One of the bills this week, Senator, involves bonding for the states and future projects. I think the goal now is not so much new projects as much as it is fixing what we already own, as in what the state already owns.
Well, the state of Missouri literally owns thousands of buildings across the state when you look at all the different departments and agencies and higher education institutions. And so the bill was brought up for first discussion this week on bonding to pay for capital improvements. Not new construction, but what are some things that we can do to help buildings that are decaying, that haven't been kept up with on their improvements? And so we had, a fairly good discussion on that. I am supportive of the bill as it stands now because I think you have to go in and maintain your buildings, or if not, they won't survive.
You had an interim committee last year that took a look at all, if not most, of state properties throughout the state.
I was honored to chair the interim committee on capital improvements. We went through a lot of part of the state from different areas, higher education, mental health, social services, and just see kind of an inventory of some backlog of capital improvements that need to be done. Our main recommendation was we've got to have a new Fulton State Hospital. That is the one facility where they serve folks from every county in the state. The conditions, I think, are abysmal. I don't see how we recruit and keep workers there. Obviously, they do it because of the love of what they're doing for their clients, but then also the clients that are there. I mean, they deserve better as well. And so our committee said that that's our number one priority in the state. And on this bonding bill, that was also their recommendation that we've got to do that. That would be the one thing that's new construction. The rest would be capital improvements.
Is that something that may come to fruition in terms of this bill, Senate Bill 723, may be amended to where let's focus on Fulton State Hospital first and then the rest later?
Well, to me, if we could just get Fulton State Hospital done this year, that would be tremendous. We somewhat keep kicking the can down the road and just say, isn't that an awful place and we can do better, but we don't get it done. And so I do think that there's a lot of impetus in the legislature. We've all identified that as our number one priority. So I hope we can get that done. Capital improvements are very important. You know, in my home district, University of Central Missouri, they want improvements in their math and science building. And so if we take a look at science, technology, engineering, and math, the STEM areas, I think those are some ways that we can make some improvements without new construction, but just updating the facilities that we currently have.
This bill practically by itself looks like a reflection of dealing with the budget every year, where there's all these different areas that have needs, not wants, but needs. And the question is, how do we spend, where do we spend, and how much?
Well, you know, we have an unlimited needs out there, but we have a finite supply of dollars, and so we got to be very efficient with that. Up until about 2001, every year in the budget, there was general revenue set aside for capital improvements, but we don't do that anymore. A lot of these facilities have not had major upgrades and improvements since then, so I think this would be a good thing to do. Also, interest rates are at historically low points. This is the time to do it. Well, we're about halfway done. We finished 9 weeks out of an 18-week session, one more week before spring break, and then we'll all head home to visit a lot of constituents and be very, very busy. And then we'll come back for the final 8 weeks. I think things are well on pace to get done. The budget is getting a good hearing in the House, and that should be done by the end of March. And so we'll probably get a crack at it in the Senate the first week or so of April.